Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're here with our podcast called Living Life with the Daniels. I'm your host, Kevin. I got my great guest here named Clay. Clay, how's it going, man?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I can't complain, man. I can't complain. This podcast is sponsored by Travels by Shinovia. It's my travel agent. She's been my travel agent for a while, so she's the best. She's the best of the best at what she do. On today's episode, let's talk about overcoming setbacks. As we all know, a setback can come at the wrong time, but at the same time, you have to deal with it no matter what you're going through in your life. So, Clay, how do you deal with setbacks, man? Overcoming setbacks?
I think first and foremost, I think it starts with your mindset. And I also think that it takes time to overcome a setback. So however much time it took you to get to it, because I feel like we all see a setback coming. Unless it just abruptly happens, you can kind of see it coming where there might be a setback. So I think once you recognize it, it's going to take like twice the amount of time to get out of that, depending on what it is. But I mean, I feel like it's just your mindset, how you get out of it. Everybody has different methods, and there's different kinds of setbacks. There's financial, there's health, there's, you know, family issues. So it just depends on what it is that that person is going through specifically in their life. Because you can give different kind of advice to each of those. You know, there's not like a one size fits all when it comes to handling a setback, you know. But I think your mind is the biggest thing when like trying to overcome one.
Setbacks, as you know, can come at any time. There's no, you know, clear cut point of time when it's gonna come, but it's all about how you handle it, man. As you say, mindset is everything. But then you also have to take a look at yourself to, you know, ask yourself, okay, well, why am I going through this or that? Like, what put me in certain positions to where this setback all of a sudden came? I know you don't know, but sometimes you have to just question things to actually figure out, okay, well, how did I get myself from point A to point B to where I'm in a setback? So mindset is a key component to overcome a setback, man. Because no matter how it may seem, there's a way around it. There's a way around it, but you have to put your mindset on a positive track to where you know, okay, I'm struggling now, but damn it, I'm gonna pull through. I'm gonna pull through mentally. I'm gonna pull through physically to where it may beat me down. It may beat my ass for days to come, but I'm gonna somehow pull myself through it because this struggle can't beat me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how it is, man. Every day is a struggle in life, man. Mm-hmm. But somehow we pull through it. And it starts in your mindset. It means everything, man.
Yeah, and more specifically, excuse me, what kind of setbacks are we talking about here? You know?
As you know, a setback could be financially.
Right.
It could be mentally. It could be, you know, a work-related setback. You know what I'm saying? It could be relationship setback. There's a plethora of setbacks out there. So, I mean, just overcoming it overall, I would say that, as you first stated, mindset is everything, man.
Yeah, it is. And it, like, also I was saying is, like, those are all different kinds of setbacks, types of setbacks. So, like, you handle them all differently. If it's financial, I feel like the remedy's simple. You figure out a way to make more money.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you have a family and you got other people depending on you, whatever the case, is just that's kind of like the simple answer to a financial setback. And then it circles back to mindset, which is you have to be thinking positively about what you're doing, and you have to wake up with a certain mindset, believing that, okay, I'm here right now. It's not looking too good. It's going to take me a couple weeks to really lock in. No matter what happens, I'm just going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to focus on the outliers, things that I can't control. Like, that's the kind of mindset that I feel like you have to have with the financial. And then when it's, like, mental, that's a different beast because we just talked about mindset. So if your mental health is already messed up, that has to do with your mind and the way you think.
Right.
I think that one's a little bit more complex as far as, you know, figuring out how to deal with it. And there's certain things, like you can go to therapy or mm-hmm. you can have a safe person that you speak with about the things that you're going through. But I think when it's mental, you need somebody else with you to help you get through it.
I was going to say that in your time of need, during your setback, but the person you're closest to, they should be right there with you mm-hmm. on standby, on call, or anything. Me personally, man, listen, I got the best partner in my time of need, and she's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, man, anything I'm going through, we could have a conversation, and it could just open up my mindset to where I know it's still a struggle, it's still a setback, but yet she has helped me see things from a different perspective to where I'm on that straight path now.
Yeah.
Now, I still have to deal with the setback, but I needed her voice. I needed her confirmation that, you know what, everything going to be okay.
Right. That person that you have where you got somebody with you in the fight.
Exactly.
It's not just you going through it. And then, you know, two minds is better than one.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that if it's mental, it's always better to have someone there, you know, with you that can be there step by step, encouraging you and helping you get through it.
What if you don't have that person there for you?
Then
what do you do then? How do you fight through it then? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, see, me, if you don't got that person to talk to, me personally, I'm going to refer to scripture.
Like okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Powerful.
But see, there's
like
not
that.
A
okay.
lot. There's not, I don't know what other people is going to do, but that's what I would do, like when I feel like that. But for somebody who's not taking that route, I think that's why we have YouTube. I mean, that's something that I might have clicked on that might lead me to go and get in scripture. But I'm just saying, on a regular base level, whatever you're going through, you type it in. Because I used to do it. Just type whatever I'm going through inside of YouTube. And you'll be surprised, there's so many other people. And then you could sit and listen to their videos. And you're like, dang, I'm not the only person that go through this. And then now you're subscribed and you feel like you're a part of a community with people who are going through the same stuff or similar things that you've been through or are going through. Like, that's one of the main things. I spend a lot of time on YouTube listening to other people's stories and how they overcome stuff. And so I would point them in that direction. I would say go type it in on YouTube and I guarantee you something's going to pop up for you.
I'm going to say something that a lot of people don't understand or I don't think they know. Training. Working out.
Like working out, yeah.
Working out. Man, listen, man. People look at it from a physical standpoint, but it truly helps you mentally overcome the setback, overcome the stress, because for that, I'm going to say 45 minutes to an hour and a half time frame that you're mm-hmm. working out, training, it takes your mind away from it.
Yeah, and you get natural dopamine from that.
Yes, yes, yes. It takes your mind away from the stress of what I'm dealing with to where, okay, I'm outside the problem now.
It's like it becomes like your safe
space
for you.
Yes, yes.
And you feel good because you're doing something that's healthy, that's only bettering you. There's not been any person that's gone to the gym and they're like, this isn't doing it. Regardless if you think it's not or it is, it is. It's
exactly.
just fact. Like you're in
exactly.
there, you're working out and it trickles, like, from the body to the mind.
Yes.
And the more consistent you go to the gym, like you said, that is also something, yeah.
Man, it's a beautiful thing, the way you've been struggling with something for so long, and then you can just see people mentally start to overcome the struggle and come out the struggle. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, that shit's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's like a collective. Yeah. As far as overcoming, because it's like an overall betterment of yourself. So if you're adding in working out, you're adding in reading or listening to a podcast or anything that's growing you mentally, and then you go into the gym and that's helping you physically. If you stay doing that, you'll over time see that this stuff is working out. Like the saying, hard work pays off. It's it's not false. People ain't just saying that for a reason, you know? So it just takes time, and people have a hard time. There's a lot of distractions out here.
Always,
you might be going hard for a week or two and then fall off, you know, for a day or two, and it kind of gets, it's like you got to reset because you done fell off. So now you have to re-get back on. So it's just about like staying consistent and disciplined with what you're trying to see out as far as overcoming whatever it is you're trying to overcome, whatever setback it is. But I mean, I feel like in just this few minutes, we've already kind of talked about, I mean, multiple ways that a person can overcome things.
But name a time in your life the way you felt like the setback, it damn near broke you, man. If you choose to share.
A time where...
To where you felt like setback damn near broke you, man.
I don't know if I ever felt like broke. I done felt discouraged. Because I don't really have a quitter mindset, so it don't really matter what I'm going through. It's just, I kind of am like, it's hard right now, but it'll get better, you know? So the hardest thing that for me was just like when I first moved to Atlanta and I was figuring out pretty much just how to pay my bills and everything, like getting a set schedule to where it's like, okay, I got this bill, I got to pay this. Mm-hmm. And then having the burden or the stress of, dang, I'm going to work. All I do is spend majority of my time at work, and I'm still, like, struggling to pay stuff. That's about as much as I've gotten to feeling like, man, what the heck? But each time that's happened, I've always adapted to my situation and figured out a way to keep going, you know? And then I also say to myself, these are good problems to have. You know, it's just like I psych myself out. Like, okay, you know, you might be late on this, or you might have just paid this and now you only got $300 to work with until you get paid again. Okay, well, look on the bright side, you know. You got a house over you. You got a roof over your head. You got gas in your car. You got food in the fridge.
That's a victory.
You just
got
to manage this $300 or whatever money you got until. And that's how I would psych myself out. Like, okay, because there's people that's homeless. There's people that ain't got what I got, you know. I actually have the tools to better, like, keep going. So that's how... That's, I guess, my example of overcoming a setback.
I would say for me, a setback that almost broke me was when I lost my father back in 2007. That was probably the first time I've ever dealt with death from a up-close standpoint, to where I had no clue what direction I was supposed to go in. I started working out to where it would just clear my mindset. It was something to do to take my mind off of losing him. Mm-hmm. I would say within like 3 weeks to a month of working out, I fell in love with it because it gave me that sense of relief that, you know what, he's not here, but he's still here in my heart. You see what I'm saying? And so the training and the working out gave me that zen time to escape the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that time to speak with God, think, and just, it's a conversation between me and God. Mm-hmm. That's why I could spend 1.5, 2 hours in the gym training. because that's my time away from the real world. I'm with God. We're talking about life. We're talking about the ups and downs of life. He gives me great advice on things to look for, things to avoid, people to avoid. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So having that understanding of God and what God has done for me, man, there's no setback that I can't overcome.
Yeah, and excuse me. I know I will, but I haven't had that up close. Like I had a very close friend pass away, and I wasn't back home when it happened.
Okay.
But I felt terrible because I was close to him, and he looked at me like an older brother, even though we was only like 3 years apart.
Okay.
But it's like that was something that's about as close up close to death. I've had other family members in my family pass away, but it wasn't like you say, your father, mom,
yeah,
or sister, brother. That when I experience that, then I'll learn something about myself. I'll figure out how I grieve for real. Cause I usually like to just keep working and keep moving forward. It's not like I try to act like this stuff didn't happen, but it's almost like if I stay busy, I won't have to think about it. That's kinda, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You know what? As men, we're programmed to just, you know, work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the midst of chaos, we work. In the midst of death, we work. In the midst of dealing with something that's just toxic to us, we work.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's time to stop that stigma, man, and get help, man.
Yeah.
It's time to break that, you know, cycle of I can't ask for help.
No, you can't. You just got to know who to ask.
Yeah, yeah. Know who to.
Because not everybody, you know, like I always circle back to, man, everybody is going through something. And there's somebody that's going through something worse than what I am. So I try to, I don't want sympathy, but you got to like look for the specific person that you know you can come to them and speak, because like everybody's going through something, man. And the times that we in right now, is the lines are so blurred. Like if you pay attention to just like the world, society, and everything as a whole, I mean, we just are consumers. You know, that's really all they want from us. But it's like we got so much other stuff going on, and there's illnesses in the world. There's all this different stuff. You got mental stresses that you're dealing with every day. So, like, when you were saying that you go to the gym and that's your one-on-one time where you can just clear your head, I completely understand that. Because, like, while you're working out, while on the outside it looks like you're just working out, you're in a whole nother world.
Exactly.
You know? Like, so.
Man, listen. There's nothing better than having a good hour and a half, 2 hour training session to where it's you and God the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He validates stuff that I thought during that time frame. He knows what direction to point me in. He knows exactly what's best for my life.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what people to cut out my life. And so, listen, my dad's death brought me closer to God. I mean, I knew of God.
Mm-hmm.
I knew God, but until you lose a parent and you really have to tap into yourself to really find out who you are and what's next in your life, man, I'm trying to tell you, dude, it's having this strong bond with God has allowed me to do some amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's great, man.
And sometimes tragedies, that's what it leads to.
And why is that, though, man?
Why?
You know what? I question this all the time. Why did it take me losing my father to where it caused me to find my passion in health and wellness? You know, that doesn't sit right with me, and there's no clear-cut answer, but I've always
wondered.
I've always, you know, I never understood, like, why it take his death for me to find who I truly am and what I'm supposed to be doing in life.
I just feel like that's just how life work. Life is like the ultimate teacher. And like, it doesn't matter how long you've been on the earth for, like, it's, you might have been on the earth longer than somebody, but it's still your first time living it. So it's like, things happen, and then it's like you have to get to that point, and then you be like, dang, like you just said, like, how come I had to go through this mm-hmm. to finally see, man, I feel like I could have told myself this a while ago, but you had to go through it. Like, that was just how life happens to me personally, because there's been things that happen in my life, and I'm like, man, I feel like that's something I should have known, or I already knew. Why did this example have to happen for me to finally snap and figure it out? So, I don't know.
I used the philosophy, struggle builds character, because it does.
Yeah.
Struggle, setbacks, it tests you to where you really have to find out who you really are as a person.
And so, look, that just made me think of how you just said struggle build character.
Okay.
Think about a successful artist or a musician or a successful athlete.
Okay.
They had their back up against the wall. They ain't have no options. So that sport or that music or whatever it was, that was their outlet. So why is it when their kids come up and they want to do the same thing, we don't feel it the same? Because they didn't have to go through that same struggle that their parent had to go through.
Exactly.
So it's more like you can do it at leisure. It's not like, man, I got
to
get this scholarship.
It's not a force to do it.
This is how I'm going to feed my family. No, you are.
I get
it. So,
I get all that, yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. You're right, man.
You know, and I feel like we're regular people, like, that aren't famous. We're normal, and everybody's normal, but think about the athletes that we talk about every day that are under scrutiny all the time. Like, we're looking at, I know this is like going off, but okay, Lamar Jackson, he won his second MVP, but he didn't win the Super Bowl. So everybody is looking at it like, that's a setback for him. He ain't totally get what he was supposed to get, which was a Super Bowl. And he's under a whole bunch of scrutiny, and there's a whole bunch of other athletes that is like that. So imagine what they got to deal with when their stuff is being broadcast to millions of people.
No, you're right about that.
With opinions that can get attached to people just because you're on TV saying it. So
I agree.
You know, I don't know how they bounce back, but they somehow seem to do it. I feel like we all have the ability to overcome.
We do, man.
Any setback in life, because we're all strong enough to do it. But it just starts with your mind.
Man, the human body and the mind is amazing. It's built to overcome things, man. But you can't let it just take over you and damn near kill you, man. Because, I mean, if there's a will, there's a way. And there's always a way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody walks through life flawlessly, man. You will deal with setbacks no matter what job you have, no matter what lifestyle you have, but the question is, how do you overcome it? That's the question, man. It's going to happen. How do you overcome it? Mentally, physically, emotionally. How do you overcome it? You got to fight through it. That's the only damn way, man. You're going to have to fight through it, man. It's going to be hard. It's going to take some grit. It's going to take some determination. It's going to take a lack of sleep. But if you're trying to fight through it, to live through it, man, just fight.
Mm-hmm.
Fight.
Yeah, and sometimes I be feeling like it's easier said than done. It's easy to hear somebody say, man, you just got to fight through it, man. You'll be all right. You're going to get through it. You know, it's easy to say, to give somebody that advice.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when a person feels like they've dug themselves in such a hole, that they don't even know where to get started at, that's the main thing, like, is figuring out where to get started. Not everybody has the mindset of, all right, I'm going to get up and today is going to be the day where I start working towards whatever I'm working towards. Like I said, some people get dependencies on alcohol. Some people are dependent on different substances. There's so much that can hold a person in a grip and staying comfortable where they're at that, you know, it's easier said than done. That's really all I can say, because it's easy to tell somebody, like, you'll be all right. You'll get through this. This is how you got to do it. But you're not the person that's living it, so.
But that's when you have to have that strong support group, man. You know what I'm saying? Family, close friends, therapist if you need one. You got to have a strong support system, man.
What if a person doesn't have access to a therapist, and then who do they go to? Are there free programs?
I will have to look into that.
You know, like, not everybody has that person. That's why I think mentors are important people. And not everybody feels comfortable talking to family about their issues. So,
I agree, man. So, closing statement. Overcoming setbacks.
Closing statement. What you got? I'm gonna just go back to what I said in the beginning, and that's, if you just on a basic level, man, type whatever hobby you have or that makes you feel good when you do it, I would start with that. And then also just go on YouTube and whatever you're feeling, just type that in and listen to other people's stories so you know you're not alone. And try to get some advice from other people who've been through that if you're not comfortable with talking to somebody.
I would say my closing statement would be, have a support group. Know your circle. Take inventory of your circle, man, because dude, you can't deal with it by yourself. So you're gonna have to dig down deep, open up. I know as black people, as black men, we have a stigma of we don't like to share things, but man, listen, you can't handle everything by yourself. Trust me. It's just not easy. And sometimes trying to handle it by yourself makes things worse. So the best bet is that, man, listen, find you a support group. Talk to your close friends. Know what friend you can actually talk to and have that safe space with that friend. And just, open up, man. There's always help out here, man. And on that note, this podcast is sponsored by Travels by Shinovia. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, she's been my travel agent for a while. She's great at what she does. And on that note, we'll see y'all next episode.